Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today's article could genuinely land your business in serious legal trouble, and the deadline is closer than most people realize.
The article is EU AI Act, August 2026. Your business is liable even outside the EU, by Brett Allegri Wood on the Anabu AI blog. And I want to say up front, this is for anyone running AI tools in their business, not just tech companies.
Let's start with a core argument. The EU AI Act comes into full force for high-risk AI systems on 2 August 2026. And the thing most Australian and British business owners don't clock is that it doesn't matter where your company is registered.
If you serve EU customers, EU law applies to you. That's the line in the article. Full stop.
Brett uses a useful analogy. If you sell a children's toy into Germany, it has to meet German safety requirements regardless of where your factory is. The EU has applied exactly that logic to AI.
And he draws a direct comparison to GDPR. He calls this GDPR on steroids, shorter fuse, arguably bigger consequences. Because this isn't just about data privacy. It's about safety, ethics, and who is held responsible when an algorithm makes a decision that changes someone's life.
Now here's where a lot of business owners switch off. They hear high-risk AI, and they picture autonomous weapons or surgical robots, something that clearly isn't them.
Right, and that assumption is exactly what the article pushes back on. The list of what counts as high risk under Annex 3 is far more ordinary than people expect.
Recruitment and CV screening tools, worker performance management systems, credit and lending models, insurance pricing engines. These are tools already running inside thousands of mid-market businesses right now.
And a lot of businesses are running these features without realizing it. You buy an off-the-shelf SaaS product, and the vendor has AI baked into the scoring or ranking logic.
And that doesn't reduce your liability. The article is clear. You are the deployer. You are accountable. When a regulator asks for your conformity assessment and risk management documentation, "I didn't know it was in there," is not a defense.
What are the actual fines? Because I think people need to hear the numbers.
Up to 35 million euros, or 7% of global annual turnover, whichever is higher, for using prohibited AI systems. For non-compliance with high-risk requirements, it's 15 million euros, or 3% of global turnover.
Those are not nuisance fines. Those are business-ending numbers for most mid-market companies. And the EU showed with GDPR that they are absolutely prepared to pursue companies based on the other side of the world.
The article also calls out the UK and Australian governments pretty directly. Both have essentially left their businesses to figure this out alone.
Australia's official position is that existing laws are sufficient, which, as Brett points out, ignores the fact that discrimination law was never designed to unpick bias embedded in historical training data.
And the UK, in trying to look pro-innovation, has spread responsibility across individual, under-resourced sector regulators. Brett calls it a dereliction of duty.
He contrasts that with Singapore. They have a national AI council, a funded national strategy called NACE 2.0, and a testing toolkit called AI Verify. His point is that being pro-innovation and being pro-governance are not opposites. Singapore is building a genuine competitive advantage through that clarity.
So what do you actually do this week? The article gives 5 concrete steps.
Start with your AI stack. List every tool, plugin, API, and SaaS product your business uses. Flag anything that makes decisions affecting your staff, your customers, or your sales pipeline.
Then check each flag tool against the Annex 3 categories. If you're not sure whether something qualifies as high risk, assume it does, and document accordingly.
Contact your vendors and ask for their conformity assessment documentation. If they can't provide it, that is your liability gap. You need to know that now, not in August.
And assign board-level ownership. This is not an IT ticket to be forgotten at the bottom of the queue. Someone at the top table has to own this. The article is explicit. This is a board-level risk, not an IT ticket.
My one thing for this week, that AI stack audit. You cannot manage risk you don't know you're carrying.
Mine is starting the documentation trail today. Even incomplete documentation shows intent and effort. A total absence of records when the regulator arrives is the worst possible position to be in.
Read the full article at anabu.ai. And if you want someone to work through this in your own business, there's a free AI audit available there too.
Worth booking before August, not after.